train that takes me away. Not gonna see you for a while.
Why?
It's an away game. It's an away game.
G'day, I'm Eck. Take the number 69 because it's hilarious. Welcome to episode 20 of Eck to the Penalty Box, a personal look at the Australian Ice Hockey League. Week 6, not week 69. Imagine if there were 69 weeks or 69 games in the Australian Ice Hockey League. There isn't. There's only 28. So let's tell you what happened at the end of May, May 30-31, as we look at what happened across the league. I was only at one game last weekend. The Bears versus the North Stars. Opening up, we had the Mustangs defeating the Thunder 6-2 at the Ice House in Melbourne on Saturday. The Bears beat the North Stars by the same score at the Bears' Den at the Penrith Ice Palace. More about that shortly, of course. And in what could have been the shock of the weekend, the Adrenaline defeated the Ice Dogs 3-2. But the Ice Dogs, as we'll find out later, were leading that game 2-0 in Adelaide. And the final game on Saturday, the Brave defeated the Ice 3-1 in Canberra. And then on Sunday, the Thunder turned it around, beating the Mustangs 6-2. What was it about 6-2 last weekend? And then after leading again, the Ice Dogs were defeated by the Adrenaline 4-2 in Adelaide. And the Ice turned it around, beating the Brave 4-2 in Canberra. So that's briefly what happened last week. Having a look at the competition ladder, the Thunder are leading the competition on 22 points. They are tied with the Adrenaline, who are also on 22, but the Thunder get the tiebreaker. In third place, all by themselves, are the Melbourne Ice on 19. 1 point behind them are the CBR Brave on 18. A further point behind them are the North Stars on 17. And then we have the Bears, who have improved from 0-5. They're now 4-6-1 on 14 points. The Mustangs are on 8. And the Ice Dogs haven't opened their account yet after 9 games. So let's have a look at what happened over the weekend. Of course, I was only at the Bears versus the North Stars game. So let's have a look. First of all, Mustangs versus Thunder. Mustangs defeated the Thunder 6-2 on Saturday, and as I said earlier, the Thunder turned it around and beat the Mustangs 6-2. So looking at the first period, the Thunder opened up the scoring. Luke Dagnall, one of their imports for the Thunder, scored to make it 1-0 at the end of the first period. Thunder led shots on goals by 10-8. In the second period, it was all Mustangs. 2 power play goals, 1 to Pat O'Kane, 1 to Drew Aikens, and then a goal towards the end of the second period by Joey Hughes to make the score 3-1. Mustangs at the end of the second. Shots on goal favouring the Mustangs in the second period, 14-5. And then having a look at the third period, another power play goal. So the Mustangs power play unit really played well on this occasion. Victor Gibbs-Sedin got the fourth goal for the Mustangs early in the third period. Andrew Cox hit back, giving the Thunder their last goal with 11:06 remaining. And then Vadim Bedziev, I must really know how to pronounce that name by this weekend, he scored with almost 7 minutes remaining for the Mustangs to make it 5-2. And not that they really needed a nail in the coffin, but Sean Jones nailed the final goal for the Mustangs with a minute 43 remaining to make the score 6-2. Shots on goal for the Mustangs in the third period favoured them 20-14, and in total, the Mustangs outshot the Thunder 42-29. Perth didn't convert any of their power plays, but the Mustangs converted 3 out of 7 for those of theirs. Let's have a look down in the nets. Fraser Carson picking up the W for the Mustangs, saving 27 out of 29. And the new goaltender for the Perth Thunder, replacing Peter DelSalvo, Mark Ugenberger, he saved 36 out of 42. Picking up his first loss. And so you can actually see some of the goals from this game, and one of the goals, the goal that made the score 2-1 Mustangs by Drew Aikens, many people are going to regard that and have regarded that as the goal of the season so far. If you have a look online for it, you'll find it. Anywho, so that was the Mustangs with their biggest win of the season, 6-2. We then moved up to the Penrith Ice Palace, where I was, for another 6-2 result, this time in favour of the Bears. And the Bears opened the scoring, and they had 2 goals at the end of the first period to make the score 2-0 at the end of the first period. Shots on goal were equal, 9-all. In the second period, Newcastle hit back with 2 goals, one after 32 seconds to Luke Moffat, and then Matt Watini got the second one with just over 9 minutes remaining, and that was the last time that Newcastle hit the scoreboard. A further goal to Tommy Cooney in the second period made the score 3-2 Bears at the end of the second. Shots on goal favouring the Bears in the second period, 12-8. And then in the third period, 3 further goals to the Bears, Joey Hacharik, Michael Schlamp unassisted, and Lee Turner with 39 seconds to go. Shots on goal favouring the Bears, 13-10. Total shots on goal, 34 to the Bears, 27 to the North Stars. Neither team converted their power plays. Newcastle had 2 opportunities, and the Bears had 3 opportunities. None were converted. Looking in the nets, Kamil Jarina, the great wall of Kamil again, came up with the W, 25 out of 27 shots. And Josh Brakeman, he was in net for the Newcastle North Stars, saving 28 out of 34. So a high quality game for reasons that I'll speak about a little bit later on as we talk about what's happening around the league, media and social media wise, but a very good game for the Bears. A great turnaround for the Bears, actually, because the last time they played the North Stars in Newcastle, 2 weeks before that, they were beaten 8-3 by the Newcastle North Stars. So to turn that around after the Perth weekend was a great result for them. Bears winning against Newcastle 6-2. We then move to a game that was going on at the same time as the game at the Bears. And this was quite a shock, because after the first period and after the second period, the Ice Dogs were beating the Adelaide Adrenaline in Adelaide. Strad Allen opened up the scoring for the Ice Dogs 9 3/4 minutes into the remaining in the period. And shots on goal favoured the Ice Dogs 15-11 in the first period. And then in the second period, Captain Brian Fearns scored to make the score 2-0 to the Ice Dogs at the start of the second period. And then the third period, shots on goal in the second period were 9-all. And then in the third period, Adelaide came back from behind with 3 goals. Jonathan Boxall got a goal early in the period. Greg Oddie got himself a power play goal with 15 minutes remaining, and Tyler Grove got himself a shorthanded goal which sealed the win with about 13 minutes remaining. Adelaide really turned on the afterburners in the third period, outshooting the Ice Dogs 21-11, and in total 41 to 35. There were opportunities for both teams to convert their power plays. Both teams converted only 1 out of 4. There was a fight between Shannon McGregor from the Ice Dogs and Webb Kidarg from the Adrenaline. Each received 5-minute majors for fighting and a game misconduct each. 4 minutes into the game. So that certainly kicked off the action there. Looking at the goalies, Charlie Smart ended up with the W. Peter King started in net until he got injured, and at the time of his injury, he saved 22 out of 24. Charlie Smart saved all 11 shots. Peter King played for the first 22 and a half minutes until he went down and was injured. I haven't heard any reports of how he's going, but Charlie Smart played in net for the remainder of the game and picked up the W. For the Ice Dogs, Matt Grogan with another loss, but saving 38 out of 41. So he certainly had a lot of work to do in Adelaide. And good signs there for the Ice Dogs, leading the Adrenaline after 2 periods, 2-0 at home in Adelaide. So that was great for them. Then we move down to Canberra. CBR Brave against the Melbourne Ice. The Brave opened the scoring with about 94 seconds to go in the first period. Scott Pitt scored for the Brave, making it 1-0 Brave at the end of the first. Shots on goal were even at 9-all. In the second period, Scott Pitt scored again, this time with 9:47 remaining to make the score 2-0. Shots on goal favoured the Ice, this time 15-5. And then the third period, with 32 seconds on the clock for the third period, the Ice got on the board thanks to a goal from Austin McKenzie, and Stephen Blunden picked himself up a power play goal with 5:16 to seal the game. CBR Brave 3, Melbourne Ice 1. Shots at goal ended up favouring the Ice again in the third period, 14-7, and they favoured the Melbourne Ice 38-21 in total. The Ice didn't convert any of their 3 power plays. The Brave converted 1 of their 5. And so having a look at the goalies again, Josh Unis picking up the win for the CBR Brave, saving 37 out of 38. And Jaden Pine-Murphy picking up the loss for the Ice, saving 18 out of 21. He was obviously pulled for the extra attacker with 13 seconds remaining, and that didn't work. Lots of penalties in the third period. David Dunwoody for holding for the CBR Brave. Too many men on the ice for the Brave. And then there's some interference, some roughing, some slashing, some roughing, some hooking, and some misconducts. Or a misconduct to Kyle Marinari right at the end after a check from behind a 2-minute minor and a 10-minute misconduct. And so that would have been a very tight game down in Canberra for the Saturday. It's always an interesting... I haven't experienced it yet myself this year, having 2 games in Canberra. The Melbourne teams tend to do that to save a bit of travel. So it'd be interesting to have a look at the Sunday game, and we see the Ice turn it around.
What do you say, son? You want to be an assassin?
Yes, yes.
What number you want to wear?
69! Take the number 69! It's hilarious!
Is that number taken?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, please rise for the Zamboni!
We'll be right back. hand for the Zambonis.
All of our music on the penalty box, to the penalty box, is brought to you by the Zambonis and used with permission. And you just heard a clip from one of my favourite hockey movies of all time. Seems strange me saying that because I only discovered the game in the movie last year. That little clip was from Goon. Take the number 69. It's hilarious. Anywho, let's have a look at the Sunday games for last weekend, May 31. As I said earlier, the Mustangs defeated the Perth Thunder 6-2 on the Saturday. On the Sunday, it was the other way around. The Perth Thunder defeated the Mustangs 6-2. Mustangs opened the scoring with a goal from Brendan McDowell 4 minutes into the game, and then two goals, including a power play goal to Luke Dagnon, to make the score Thunder 2-1 at the end of the first. Mustangs leading shots on goal 11-6. One solo goal to Luke Dagnon again in the second period with 4:28 remaining, and shots on goal favoured the Thunder 8-7. And then, well, I don't think I've seen this all season. A period totally dominated by power play goals. I'm sure I haven't seen this season. With 3.5 minutes gone in the period, David Kudler for the Thunder got himself a power play goal to make the score Thunder 4-1. And then Liam Jeffries picked himself up one a few seconds later to make it 5-1 Thunder. And then about a minute after that, Tony Koskiri picked himself up an unassisted power play goal to make it 6-1 Thunder. So let's go back and have a look at that. 4-1 Thunder at 17:36, 5-1 Thunder at 16:18, and then 6-1 Perth Thunder at 15:36, and all power play goals. And then to put another goal on the line for the Mustangs, Pat O'Kane scored the final goal, another power play goal with 6 minutes 11 remaining. Mustangs leading absolutely nothing there except 4 shots a goal on the third period, 19-7. The Thunder converted 4 out of 5 of their power plays, and the Mustangs converted 1 out of 5 of those. So let's have a look at that third period, and let's see how Perth picked themselves up so many power plays. There was a too many men on the ice penalty at 18:56 against the Mustangs. At 16:28, Drew Aikens picked himself up a roughing minor. And then there was a delay of game penalty at 16:23 to Stephen Bellick. And then a roughing minor to Matt Stringer from the Mustangs at 14:38. And he was involved with a roughing coincidental with Rob Hazelhurst from the Thunder at the same time. And so, yeah, lots of power play opportunities and lots of power play goals in that third period. 4 power play goals in total, 3 to the Thunder and 1 to the Mustangs, which is unbelievable. I haven't seen that all season. Mark Guggenberger, or as Statsman calls him, Guggenbergler, picked up his first win in the Australian Ice Hockey League, saving 35 out of 37. Fraser Carson picking up the loss for the Mustangs, saving 15 out of 21. Not Fraser's best day in net, obviously. Final shots a goal, despite the scoreline, favoured the Mustangs 37-21. But what matters in the end is the W, and the Thunder picked up the W, winning 6-2. We then head to the second game between the Adrenaline and the Ice Dogs. And again, the Ice Dogs were leading 1-0. They got the first goal on both days. Ryan Strayer, formerly of the Bears, now of the Ice Dogs, because he can pick himself up more ice time with the Ice Dogs. He scored at 12:32. And Sean Greer equalised for the Adrenaline with 4:29 remaining in the first period to make the score 1-1 at the end of the first. Adrenaline leading shots at goal 12-9 at the end of the first. And then in the second period, the Adrenaline went ahead 2-1 because of a shorthanded goal by Webke Doug. And then Alex Stevenson from the Ice Dogs tied things up 30 seconds later to make the score 2-2. And then 3 minutes later, Webke Doug scored to make the score 3-2. Adrenaline at the end of the second. The game could have went either way at that point. Shots at goal favouring the Adrenaline there, 8-6. One goal in the third period with 4:13 remaining. Ryan Millard, he picked up a goal to make the final score. Adrenaline 4-2. Shots at goal favoured the Adrenaline there, 14-4. The Ice Dogs managed to convert one of their power plays. So they converted one out of four, and the Adrenaline picked themselves up no power plays out of their two opportunities. And so there was a lot of stuff going on in the third period, penalty-wise. Kevin Harvey picked himself up 2 minutes for hooking for the Ice Dogs. Darren Courtson's picked himself up 2 minutes for high-sticking. And then Kevin Harvey and Jared Smith picked up misconducts, 10-minute misconducts for the Ice Dogs, along with Kevin Harvey picking himself up 2 minutes for a check to the head. Joseph Rezic picked up 2 minutes for roughing from the Adrenaline. And then at 3:02, Strad Allen for the Ice Dogs and Tyler Grave and Graham Charbonneau for the Adrenaline picked themselves up 20-minute game misconducts. Strad Allen and Tyler Grave also picked themselves up 5-minute majors for fighting. And then, just because there wasn't enough penalties, obviously, the Adrenaline picked themselves up a too many men on the ice with 1:47 remaining. So some serious penalty box time there. 25 minutes for Strad Allen, 16 minutes for Kevin Harvey, 12 minutes for Jared Smith from the Ice Dogs. And for the Adrenaline, 25 minutes to Tyler Grove, 20 minutes to Graham Charbonneau. Charlie Smart picked himself up the win again, saving 17 out of 19. Matt Grogan saving 30 out of 34. And there was an incident in this game that actually made it onto two Adelaide TV stations. Graham Charbonneau absolutely launched an Ice Dogs player over the boards. And at that section of the Adelaide Ice Arena, there's no glass, that's just netting. So over he went, and our mate Eric from the Adrenaline certainly got himself excited, and quite rightly so. Looked like a couple of good games there for the Ice Dogs and the Adrenaline. I listened to those games later. More on that towards the end, but Ice Dogs certainly showing signs of improvement. We move on to our last game, the Melbourne Ice against CBR Brave, repeating the series. And it was all Melbourne Ice on this occasion. Melbourne Ice leading 4-2. Jack Carpenter picked himself up a power play goal to end the first period. 1-0 Melbourne Ice. Shots on goal favouring the Brave, 8-6. Two further goals to the Melbourne Ice, one to Tommy Power and one to Matt Armstrong, meant that the score was 3-0 at the end of the second period. Shots on goal there favouring the Ice, 14-8. CBR Brave came back with two goals in the third period, one to Scott Pitt and one to Tyler Kubra. And then to seal the win, an insurance goal, if you like, 30 seconds remaining, the Melbourne Ice picked themselves up an empty netter, thanks to Matt Armstrong. The CBR Brave did not convert any of their six power plays. The Melbourne Ice converted one out of two of theirs. Jaden Pine Murphy, JPM, picked himself up the W. 21 out of 23 saves, and Josh Unis saving 34 out of 37 for the Brave. So let's go and have a look at the competition ladder. The competition ladder, Thunder and Adrenaline both on 22. The Thunder have played 10 games, the Adrenaline have played 7. The Adrenaline have played 12, Both teams have won 7. The Thunder have lost 2 in regulation. The Adrenaline have lost 4 in regulation. And both teams have lost a game in a shootout. And so because they've lost less games, the Thunder are on top at the moment over the Adrenaline. But they're both on 22. The Ice are on 19. They've played 10 games. They've won 5 and lost 3 and won 2 in a shootout. The Brave are on 18, a point behind them. They've won 5 games as well. They've lost 4 in regulation. They've won 1 in a shootout, and they've lost 1 in a shootout for 18 points. The North Stars have won 5. They've now lost 2 in regulation. They haven't won in a shootout yet. They've lost twice in a shootout for 17 points. The Bears are on 14 points. They've won 4, lost 6 in regulation. They've won 1 in a shootout. No shootout losses. And then the Mustangs, they've only played 8 games so far. The least amount of games out of anybody. They're on 8 points, so they're averaging a point a game. 2 wins, 5 losses in regulation, and an overtime win. And the Ice Dogs, they're 0 and 9. Let's have a look at what is happening this weekend for June 6 and June 7. The North Stars are hosting the Mustangs on Saturday in Newcastle. The Brave are hosting the Ice Dogs in Canberra on Saturday. And the Thunder are hosting the Adrenaline on Saturday in Perth. And then on Sunday, the Bears are hosting the Mustangs at the Penrith Ice Palace. And the Thunder are again hosting the Adelaide Adrenaline in Perth. In addition to that, we've also got the international series between US and Canada. It's being played tonight, actually, as I'm recording this, on the 5th of June in Melbourne, and on the 6th of June in Sydney. And so that'll be very interesting to see what happens there. And in tonight's game in Melbourne, Melbourne's Mustang import, Drew Aikens, is actually playing for Team USA, so that's pretty cool. One of the US players got injured, and considering that Drew's here already, he got the call up, and the club agreed to it, and good time had by all. So finally, let's talk to you a little bit about some of the more media-y things that have been going on around the league. And I did mention it last week, and then I forgot to go back to it. The first one is the AIHL Power Week. And that's a video presentation of highlights from around the league, and not every club is producing live video streams. And so sometimes it's a little bit hard to get footage from some games, but they can get footage from many of them. And so it's a quick 5-minute overview of what's happening around the league, which is really, really good. And then I mentioned a few weeks ago that the Adelaide Adrenaline have been doing live radio broadcasts of their home games in Adelaide. And the Bears are now doing exactly the same thing. And you'll be able to hear me doing colour commentary, and you'll be able to hear the head commentator, Julian Dore, who will be doing the play-by-play. So every Bears home game from now on. For both of those, you can go to the Mixlr app, and you can do that. Download the Mixlr app from your app store of choice, and then search for either Sydney Bears or Adelaide Adrenaline, as the case may be, or mixlr.com/Sydney-Bears or mixlr.com/Adelaide-Adrenaline. I'll put the links in the show notes, so there's no doubt about that. But it was rather good. The Bears and Julian and one of his colleagues has been trialing over the last few Bears home games, and we flicked the switch on that on last Saturday. And so it was rather good, that game against Newcastle. We had people listening locally, we had people listening in Newcastle, and we had people listening from around the world. A small amount of listeners, but I only found out about it just before the game, and so there was a bit of a blast on Twitter just prior to the game. But apart from that, well, we'll see what happens this week. The Mustangs are in town, so there'll be a lot of people not travelling, so there'll be a lot of people keen to hear what's going on with the Mustangs, and so that will be good. And it will actually be the only sort of stream on the Sunday, because there's no stream coming out of Perth at the moment, and the only other game is the Bears game, and so it'll be the only stream on Saturday. On Sunday. So that will be rather cool to see where our listeners are from and that sort of thing. There's a huge interest from the UK this year, because we've got quite a few players from the English Ice Hockey League, and you know, various people from various parts of England and the UK are listening in, following their players, because it's also helpful that it's their off season. The Elite Ice Hockey League over there in the UK, it helps that they haven't got any hockey at the moment apart from the NHL, and so they're keen to follow their players and that sort of thing. And so it's been really good, because there's a lot of people who are unfamiliar with the Australian League at the moment, and you know, spreading the word. There's quite a few people following the league from various parts of America as well. Because that's quite good. Sometimes the time zones work out, sometimes they don't, but there will be people from America at 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning listening to or watching streams from Australia. So, and we're not just necessarily talking about friends and family of imports, we're talking hockey fans as well. And in addition, of course, is the regular Thursday game of the week on Fox Sports as well. So anywho, I'm Merck. Don't forget, if you can get yourself out to a game this weekend, I'll be at the International Series on Saturday, and I'll be at the Mustangs Bears game on Sunday. Thanks for listening. Hope you've enjoyed it. Don't forget, keep your stick on the ice, keep out of the penalty box, and choose the number 69, because it's hilarious. See you next week.
Get on the train, it takes me away. Not gonna see you for a while.
Why?
It's an away game. It's an away game.
I'm coming home soon.
Get on the train, it takes me away. Not gonna see you for a while. Get on the train, it takes me away. I'm coming back to you in style. It's an away game. It's an away game. It's an away game. Another away game.
I'm coming home soon.
Don't you worry, it'll be alright. Cause we've got four home games in a row, starting Thursday night. Together again, just me and you. And no more away games. Just us two, just us two, just us two, just us two.